It's Monday, November 30th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The EU leads on right to repair and pushes forward. How much is a CEO's password worth? And Mail Protector gets a patent. This is the Business of Tech. The EU is focused on right to repair and has voted overwhelmingly in support of a resolution on a sustainable single market. The European Parliament has approved the Commission's original proposal, and the next step is for the Commission to, quote, develop and introduce mandatory labeling to provide clear, immediate, visible, and easy-to-understand information to consumers on the estimated lifetime and repairability of a product at the time of purchase. The resolution also focuses on increased availability of repair instructions and spare parts for independent repair shops and individual consumers. Why do we care? Here's more evidence around how the EU is going to lead on regulation. And let's be frank, the US will be pulled along. If you're a company like Apple or Samsung, is there advantage to creating a different product per region to stop this? That's likely outweighed by the inefficiency to your supply chain. And thus, the EU will open up right to repair capabilities first, and they will be practically available. Although unless the US enacts laws to require the same access, American businesses may be locked out of a capability that the large companies will have, but choose not to make available. From my vantage point, service providers care in the US to not be left behind on something that is already proving popular with customers. Just look to that vote in Massachusetts. ZDNet is reporting a threat actor now selling passwords for hundreds of C-level executives at companies all over the world. The email and password combinations are for Office 365 and Microsoft accounts, claimed at multiple levels across the C-suite. This is not this actor's first incident, previously having been interested in purchasing data from computers infected by the Azure Ult info stealer Trojan. The price for account access? Between $100 and $1,500, depending on the customer size and the user's role. Why do we care? The price data is why I pulled this story. This is first off useful to discuss with customers, so there's that reason. Let's also think about the value of this data from a social engineering perspective. Accessing the login makes for a perfect phishing attack. Accessing the executive assistant at a team or the finance director gives easy access to transfer financial data or simply authorize payments on fraudulent invoices. The article even highlights how the CEO scams are the likely intended use. Spend $1,500 to make $10,000, $20,000? Makes sense to me, and sums it up for your customers the risk. Mail Protector, provider of email security, has been awarded a patent for their message encryption and file transfer solution, Bracket. Introduced in 2017, the product focuses on accessibility for users by focusing on ease of use, and the patent provides exclusive rights to the combination of technologies Bracket employs that makes that protection possible. Why do we care? Patents matter because they do establish the uniqueness of a solution, and they do indicate the creation of something different in the marketplace. That's the quick hit on why we care. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. It's a bit of a slow news day, the first day back from a long weekend, so I'm going to give you back a minute. I will talk to you again tomorrow.